Transforming an economy isn't easy, but it can be done. When Mao Zedong died in 1976, China was one of the world's most backward and impoverished nations. Gross domestic product per capita, essentially a measure of average income, was about $200, adjusted for inflation. 2 years later, Deng Xiaoping came to power and deregulated the economy. It exploded. Average annual income is now close to $10,000. 850 million people were lifted out of poverty. The transformation was accomplished with astounding speed. Yuk Orji, a former Wall Street investment banker who's now CEO of the Nigeria Sovereign Investment Authority, says he first went to China in 1998. When he went back 5 years later, it was pleasantly unrecognizable. Nigeria's numbers today are surprisingly close to where China's were before reform. In 1978, China's poverty rate was 55%, almost identical to the most recent statistics for Nigeria. And adult literacy in China was only 65%, comparable to Nigeria's 62%. Today, China's poverty rate is almost zero, and literacy is at 97%. If a comparison to China seems too ambitious, how about India? Nigeria and India have more than a few similarities. Both are ex-British colonies and have an extraordinary number of ethnic groups, 2,000 in India. Endemic corruption, religious conflicts, and a loyal and highly educated diaspora. Before 1991, India had a heavily regulated socialist economy with extreme levels of protectionism for domestic industries and notorious levels of red tape and bureaucracy. Facing default, Prime Minister P.V. Narasimha Rao and Finance Minister Manmohan Singh began a reform program of reducing tariffs, opening the economy to competition and foreign investment, and slashing bureaucracy. GDP per capita rocketed from $368 to 2010. Between 2014 and 2018, India grew faster than China. As with China and India, much of the case for Nigeria's potential comes down to one word, size. Large countries have huge advantages over small ones, both in terms of economic efficiency and their ability to attract investment. It was the potential of China's huge domestic market, not its usefulness as a source of cheap products, that attracted foreign investments in the 1980s. Nigeria is the last major open market on earth, says Randy Boudet, DHL Express Regional Director for West and Central Africa.